Purple Metal Jackie Lejeune from Seven Dust on the show with us this evening. How are you, my friend?
I am fantastic, and it's great to hear your beautiful, lovely voice.
Oh.
I hope all is well out there and guys hanging in there and staying safe.
Everything is good considering, you know.
Right on. I hear you. We pray for better times.
Exactly. So let's talk about the next Seven Dust record. The new album was recorded relatively quickly after the end of the last touring cycle. What's different about the new music as a result of working so expeditiously?
I just think we were ready to go into the studio. We had had that time off and did the tour, and we were just ready to go back in. We had writing sessions, like me and Morgan and John went to a town and did a writing session. Clint was doing stuff at home. And so once we all got together, there was a lot of material already to go into it, you know. And so it was fresh, and we just felt good. And then also, I could say this, Jackie, going back into the studio with Elvis was a very comfortable feeling. And the first time we did, it was a magical vibe, and then the second time was even better. So it just seemed like everything was kind of aligned right, and it went very well.
Lejeune from Seven Dust on the show with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. The new Seven Dust record is called Blood and Stone, and that is going to be coming out October 23rd. Lejeune hanging out with us this evening. Right now, I've got a new tune for you from the band Tetrarch and their upcoming new album, Unstable. It's I'm Not Right. It's Full Metal Jackie Lejeune from Seven Dust with us on the show tonight. And Lejeune, the new album is going to be Seven Dust's 13th album. At this point, it's a lot of records.
Yes.
At this point, what aspects of the process of making an album together are now completely intuitive?
That's a good question. I tell you what, no matter what happens or how we write an album, the best thing comes out of us is when we're together in a room and we're looking at each other and we start from that first note, may it be Morgan tapping off from the drum beat to John or Clint starting that guitar riff. And that's where our magic comes in, and we're always able to do that. And that's another thing that's great. We have a room that's set up when we're at Elvis's place or wherever we go, and, you know, we have a jam room and we're able to record live from that for the album. So you never know what you're going to come up with. And I feel like when Seven Dust, that's our power is when we're all together.
Blood and Stone, the new record from Seven Dust coming out October 23rd. It's Full Metal Jackie. Still to come, music from Anthrax, Metallica. Gonna check out a new track from The Amity Affliction. Up next, we'll be hearing from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. Mastodon with a great new track called Fallen Torches. It's Full Metal Jackie Lejeune from Seven Dust on the show with us this week. Seven Dust's 13th album, Blood and Stone, is going to be coming out October 23rd. And Lejeune, you guys already released a track off the record. It's a cover of Soundgarden's The Day I Tried to Live. What positivity do you hope that song might bring to people, especially now?
Oh my goodness, you know, well, first off, when recording the song, I couldn't believe that Elvis brought that song to the table, and it could have been any song by Soundgarden and Chris Cornell, and I would have said, of course. And I thought to myself, well, who's going to sing this song? We all laughed, and I just put my heart and soul into it. And, with the album being pushed back, we were looking and thinking, and how ironic how this song kind of felt like it fit what was going on in the world today. And let's give everyone something, you know, off this album. And I think this is a good thing, and so that's what we're able to do. And I hope everyone understands the song. The meaning behind the song is trying something different and getting along and going about life in someone else's shoes, in a sense. So I thought it was kind of fitting. We all did, and I hope everyone enjoys it. It turned out really, it turned out nice, and I was very proud, and I hope that I did Mr. Cornell justice, and rest his soul in the band, too.
Lejeune from Seven Dust on the show with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Devil Driver. We'll hear tunes from Gwar, Metallica, and more with Lejeune. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Lejeune from Seven Dust on the show with us this week. And Lejeune, you're an African-American in a music genre that has usually been predominantly white. Now, in this time of heightened awareness in America, how can your role as a metal singer best affect positive change?
I feel like as far as that's a great question. No one has really tapped into that and asked me anything. I think today we definitely can see that there's definitely been a a lack of equality in this world is being put in the forefront. Luckily, in the industry that I'm in the metal community, I feel like that's definitely something that's not tolerated. I would like to say, as far as I've been and as I've seen, I feel like this community is incredibly welcoming, and I've been very blessed to be in it. I also feel like there's definitely a lot of people that are hiding behind masks that are racist out there. But if there's anything that I can do, is I will never not be a leader of bringing peace, love, and equality to this industry and to what I do. You know, and I can say love sees no color, but I believe that people do see color, obviously. But I still want to bring everyone together and, you know, it not be a problem where I feel like in our community, there's not only black, there's white, there's Asian, there's everybody. And that's what this world should get. You know, we should definitely get to that page and to that point again to where we don't have that problem. I pray that we get there. But me, musically, I feel like thank you for letting us have our voices and to be able to speak and to bring people together. And I think that's something that we're able to do at 7UST as a band. People see us, and, you know, they see, you know, a bunch of different guys from different backgrounds, different ethnic, you know. So it's something that we've done for 20-something years now. We haven't stopped, and I hope that's something that people will understand and see and learn from.
It's Full Metal Jacket LeJean from 7UST with us coming up. Gonna check out a new track from Devil Driver. Their record, Dealing with Demons, comes out October 9th. Of course, Dez was a guest on the show recently. If you missed the interview, you can check out a podcast of it at FullMetalJackieRadio.com. We've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week coming up next as well, and more with LeJean. It's Full Metal Jacket. LeJean from 7UST is on the show with us this week. Again, their 13th record, Blood and Stone, is coming out October 23rd. And LeJean, last year, you were working on songs with Sahaj Takoden from Ra for a solo album. What exhilarates you and intimidates you about making a solo record?
Oh my God, what a great question! What exhilarates me is the fact that I'm able to work with one of my very close friends and someone that I look up to musically, and it's an incredible energy that we create together, and music, songs, the writing process is just, it's great. For me, being a singer, it's scary, you know. I've been in 7UST, it's my thing, it's my baby. For me, I feel like I'm not afraid to step out, but then I have my reservations about, I feel like I'm definitely doing something different than 7UST, but I still think those 7UST cats out there and family will definitely dig what I'm doing. So I think what I'm trying to say is I don't want to go out there and do something too quick and force it on people. I feel like I'm taking my time with this because I'm doing the right songs and I'm feeling comfortable with it. And I just feel like my life is like a chess game and I'm trying to play it the right way. So I got to let all the other circus acts go through town before I come through.
LeJean from 7UST with us, the new 7UST record, Blood and Stone, coming out October 23rd. And we were talking off air about how you guys were trying to figure out working on touring of some sort. Can you tell us about that?
We're still trying to figure out about touring. We've had talks about, discussions about doing something we call a Nashville run, which is from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. In these towns, cities, and states that are allowing this, but at this rate, we can't even say when that's going to happen, you know, and how many people will be allowed in until we get to some type of certain point where we can be all safe together. I can only imagine. I can't wait to see what the future holds for us as artists, radio, just everything in life. You know, it's definitely been hard being at home, but I've also accepted the fact that I'm home, and I've been, being a dad, being a husband, and really taking advantage of that time. But I cannot wait for it to get back out there and to be in the front of people, our beautiful family out there. And this music, I feel, is a healer, Jackie. And I've always said that. And I feel like without music, this world would be even a crazier place. So thank you for allowing us again to have a voice and for people to hear music and to however in the future we're going to do it, if it be social, the streaming, I don't know, that's weird. But eventually we're going to get back together. It's going to be over sooner or later.
It has to be, right? That scary movie you talked about earlier, it's got to end soon.
It's got to. I mean, well, there's been some sequels, but you know what I mean? I mean, damn, blow it, dust it off. Who wanted to be dust off?
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much, LeJean, and love to your family. Be safe, and thanks for taking the time to be on the show tonight.
Thank you. God bless you. It's always a pleasure. I love you, my sister, and keep doing what you're doing. You're definitely a very important person. person to us all in this industry and in this world. Thank you very much, Jackie.
Oh, you are so sweet. Well, stick around because we've got more metal on the way.